التي مكتوبة عنده متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما explains that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, it is not correct for any Muslim that he has something to bequeath. Something to bequeath, in other words, when he passes away, that he should spend two nights except that his will is written and kept by him. So he's got his will already made out and it's kept by him. And in another hadith of Bukhari Sharif, the words are slightly different. يَبِيتُ ثَلَاثَ لَيَالٍ. That is not correct for a person to spend three nights except that his will is written and kept by him. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that ma marrat alayya laylatun munzu sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qala dhalika illa wa 'indi wa wasiyati. That he mentions that not one night had passed after I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying this except that I kept my will with me. Here we explained that this bequeathing is something that is mustahab, it's preferable. And that too is limited up to one third. And ulama encourage that a person shouldn't bequeath to the full one third of his estate. He should do a little less than that so that more can go to his heirs. Especially if the heirs are in need and they are such that they need some type of assistance from him. So all the more reason why he should bequeath less than one third. So he leaves them with more. He doesn't leave them in a state of want. Now this is something that is mustahab and preferable. Imagine a person who's got debts outstanding or a person has got amanat kept with him. Now these things are necessary that a person lists it, because after he passes away, people will think it to be part of his estate and incorrectly they'll give it to his heirs. So here it becomes wajib and necessary for a person now to write these things down. Otherwise, the second thing that can happen is many claims can come onto the estate after the person is gone. There's no record to say whether this man is really owing the money or not owing. So it creates unnecessary problems. Therefore, it's extremely important when a person is owing people money, he has a list. These are the people I'm owing money. These are the amanat that I've got with me. And this is the date. So later on, there's no problem. After the program yesterday, one brother, one of our satis mentioned to me that there was an incident where a person's estate was distributed. After it was distributed, the next day they got a knock on the door saying that one person came there and he said that I'm also this person's son. So people got a shock that we didn't know you were the son. So he was a son from a secret marriage, from a second marriage that nobody knew about. But still, Sharia-wise, this person is also a son. So where a person has done something like this, now it becomes extremely more important that he lists and he makes mention. Otherwise, for every cent, he'll be accountable that somebody's haq got usurped because you were negligent. So this shows us how important this is. And the next thing we learn from here is when a person has got his will by him and he's got his will kept, this is a reminder of death. This reminds a person constantly that mort is very, very close. Today's hadith, the reason I put this diagram, I don't know if everyone can see it, is very easy to understand this hadith after this. This hadith got to do with this diagram. So it's got a diagram here where there's a four-sided object, either it be a square or a rectangle, and there's a line running through the center that is going out of the rectangle. It's going right out. And then there are small lines from the side reaching up to the center. So this is a diagram that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something similar to this, it comes in the shurahat, like how I drew it here, that this was the diagram that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew, and he was explaining to Sahaba. So now once we understand this diagram, and then he explained to Sahaba that this rectangle or the square, that is a person's lifespan. A person is within here, all around him is his maut. So the borders of this diagram is his maut. His maut is surrounding a person. And the line that is shooting right through the diagram is a person's hopes and ambitions and plans he has, that his plans go even beyond his death. Meaning it will continue. His plans are so far, the death is so close to him, but he's planning for beyond death also. And these small lines, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that these are afflictions and calamities that a person, as he's traveling through life, as he's moving, one calamity, another. So he will go through afflictions and difficulties. If one affliction misses him, each person says, I just have missed a major accident. If one misses him, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some other affliction and calamity will get him, some other difficulty, some other hardship. But as he's moving, you see these lines are intermittent. In other words, they're not one fixed line. As he's going continuously, a person in life will have problems. Continuously he'll have difficulties, he'll have problems. So he must know that this is expected. This is what life is all about. The person doesn't suddenly go into depression. And the fact that it's intermittent means after that difficulty there'll be some ease, some comfort. But continuously as he's moving in life, he must expect that there will be problems. So this was the diagram that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam drew and he explained for Sahaba. So now we'll do the words of the hadith. And Abi Mas'ud and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhum qal, خط النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا مربعا. حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says the Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام drew a four-sided diagram. وخط خطا في الوسط خارجا منه. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drew one line through the center that is going beyond the diagram also. وخط خطا صغارا الى هذه الذي الوسط من جانبي الذي في الوسط. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drew small lines that are reaching up to the center line. فقال نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now explain to Sahaba. One thing we learn from here is audio is one is a person is listening to a bayan and he can learn something. Another is visual, how much a person can learn from it also. This was also from the teaching of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. There's a kitab known as النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المعلم. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام is the teacher. What a beautiful teacher he was, that he would actually take out time and draw these things and explain to Sahaba so they could visually impact and they could visually see what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was explaining. So then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now explains this diagram that he drew. He said, هذا الإنسان. This in the center here is insan. Hazrat insan. وهذا أجله محيطا به. And his lifespan is what is surrounding him. Or قد أحاط به. Or what has surrounded him. وهذا الذي هو خارج أمله. And that line that is going right through is his hopes and his aspirations and his desires. See, as a person is getting older and older, his hopes are still going further and further and is going even beyond it. Sometimes a person is so old, one leg is in the qabr, but he's already planning for this property, this deal, that deal, he's doing this transaction. It's as though this person is not even seeing death in front of him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that line that's going out is the person's hopes and ambitions and desires. وَهَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ خَارِجٌ أَمَلُهُ وَهَذِهِ الْخَطَةُ الصِّغَارُ الْأَعْرَاضُ فَإِنْ أَخْطَأُ هَذَا نَهَشَهُ هَذَا. And the small lines that you see coming down to the center, these are all different types of afflictions. If one misses him, some other one will get him, but nobody will ever go through without any types of afflictions. وَإِنْ أَخْطَأُ هَذَا نَهَشَهُ هَذَا رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again he repeated that if one has to miss this person, the next one will get him. So this was the diagram that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, and he showed to Sahaba something for us to remember, that never get into a depression. Yes, you will get some types of problems, but after the problem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make ease, and then a person should continuously remember that he's surrounded by maut. So don't have too long ambitions. And these ambitions and hopes, ulama explained, is not as far as the akhirat is concerned, as far as dunya is concerned. So therefore one should curtail his hopes and ambitions and remember that death is surrounding him from all sides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of spending this Mubarak day of Ashura correctly. Be careful to save ourselves from all types of guna, and we should try and be extra generous with our families on these days, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.